But, and then, Uncle John, one I'd like to have for posterity, record for posterity, is that one about getting the bank from the Dutchman over in Lancaster.
Oh, by the way, I had a letter from him.
Is that the one with the dog?
Oh, yes, well, I've had a lot of experience and a lot of funny experiences in getting my banks. You know, I have about 1,500 penny banks, both mechanical and steel banks. But when I was down at Franklin Marsh College one time, you know, I'm a graduate and a trustee of the college there, and I go down pretty often. But this happened about, oh, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe. And I heard of a bank that some old Amishman had, and he lived out in the country there in Lancaster, somewhere in Lancaster County somewhere. And so I hunted around, and at last I found where he lived. And I drove out to his place, and I rapped the door, and this old man, you know, the Amish with long whiskers and so on, came to the door, and he says, "How do you do?" I said, "How do you do?" And he says, "Come in." And I said, "All right, thank you very much." And I walked in, he says, "Sit down." And I sat down, and I said, "You have a penny bank here that I would like to see and like to have." He says, "Who told you I had a penny bank?" I said, "Well, I don't know, and I really didn't." And I said, "I just don't know, but I heard you have a bank." And he said, "Yes, I have one." And I said, "Well, may I see it?" So he takes the chair and puts it over to the bookcase and opens the bookcase door and reaches way up to the top shelf and brings down his bank. And here was this baby elephant bank, the one of the rarest in the world and the only ones of kind that I ever saw. And I said to him, "Will you sell this bank to me?" He says, "Oh, no, I won't sell that. Mom and I always liked it, and the children always liked it, and they always played with it, and I just won't sell it." And so I talked about everything and so on and came back to him, but I couldn't get him to agree to sell it. So I went on again about 6 months after that, and I went out to see him. I rapped on the door, and he came in the door, and he says, "Oh, you here?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, come in." And so I went in. He says, "Sit down." And so I sat down. I said, "Well, you still have that penny bank?" And he says, "Well, yes, I have. I didn't sell it. I don't want to sell it." And I said, "Well, I couldn't see it again." "Well, I guess so." So he pulls his chair over to the bookcase, opens the door, and reaches
cupboard,
up to the
Uncle
top
John,
shelf.
No bookcase. That's
and,
have
well,
bookcase,
I guess it was a cupboard. That's right. I thought it was a bookcase. And reaches up there and gets it down, and there was the bank. And I looked at it again. Boy, I was thrilled with it, of course. And I said, "Now, won't you let me have it?" "No, no, no. Mom and I won't sell it because we had it so long, and the children played with it, and we just won't sell it." So I didn't make any progress at all, and then I went away. And the next time I went down, I don't remember just when it was, but I rapped the door again. He says, "Oh, you again?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, come in." And I'm again. He says, "Sit down." I sat down. So he didn't say a word, just took the chair and put it over to the cupboard. I guess that's what it was. Himself, without my asking, reached up and got this bank. Well, I thought I was getting somewhere, of course. And his daughter was there. She was a very nice girl. She was teaching school out in one of the western states where the Mennonites moved years ago, of course. And she was a very nice girl, and I talked to her then, and I thought maybe I could do something with her, but I couldn't. She said, "No, that bank we've had in the family for a number of years, and Papa and Mom won't want to give it up." Well, I talked to him again, nothing doing. Well, I didn't go down then for quite a while until the next fall it was, I guess. I remembered the football game. And right after the game, I went out to this place, and I rapped the door, and the same thing went over. He said, "Come in, sit down." I did, and I said, "Now, I've come here so often, I don't like to bother you so much, but I would like to have that back." He said, "No, no, Mom and I won't sell it." I said, "Well, why not?" I said, "I'm collecting banks, and this is the only one of its kind, I'll say that. But I'd just like to have it. You don't use it. You have it up there in that shelf. But I'd like to have it put in my collection." He says, "No, won't do it." So I commenced talking about everything else. That was about 5 o'clock in the evening after the football game, you know. And so I talked to him about everything, about the crops and about everything I think of, get his mind away from the bank for a minute and thought maybe he'd come back suddenly, you know. And then I come back and same thing, no. And pretty soon then his wife stuck her head in the door from the kitchen and said, "Pop, supper's ready." He said, "Yes." And I never paid any attention to her. I just kept on talking to him about this and that, and then come back to the bank every once in a while. And so then, this is about 6 o'clock, the door opened again, and she said, "Pop, supper's ready." I said, "Yes, I know." And so I kept on talking and on talking. And pretty soon...
You're going to wear him down this time.
Yes, huh? I tried to wear him down. But pretty soon he got up and went to the kitchen door and opened. He said, "Mom, come in here." And she came in, and he said to her, he says, "Mom, what do you think of it now? This man's been here so often, and he wants that bank so badly. And what do you think? We ought to let him have it or not?" She said, "Well, I think it might as well let him have it this time, then we'll be rid of him." But boy.
But that is the only one of its kind.
It's the only one of its kind. And then I said to him, I said, "How much would you want for it?" And he said, "Well, I wouldn't take less than $75. And I said, "Well, it seems a pretty good price." He said, "Well, if you want it, you have to pay that." So I always took enough money out. Along, I had more than that for that time because I had to pay more than that for the bank. He says, I want $75 for it." Oh, I could hardly wait. My heart beat, you know. And I put my hand on the bank and reached my pocket and got out the money and counted out the $75 and laid it down. And then I left. I said, "Thank you very much." And I called out to the kitchen. I said, "Thank you very much." And then I left and I had the bank.
One they could eat their supper.
Yes, they could eat their supper. And you know, that's one of the best banks. Well, it is. I can get, I can get $4,000 or $5,000 for that.
How does it work?
Because, well, it's the baby elephant bank. There's a clown sitting there and he has a tray. You put the penny on there and then drops down to into a receptacle and the elephant nods his head.
Oh, I see.
It's a wonderful bank.
$4,000 or $5,000 now?
Yes, I could. Because it's a very rare bank. Turn it off now.